Danny Baker and Danny Kelly are with us, and they are, I suppose you might say, kings of sports talk, and they have their programme on tomorrow morning on Five Live. Let me just talk seriously about the crowd troubles. In fact, crowd troubles seem to be breaking out every week, the latest being last night's missile throwing at the Millwall-Birmingham game. But there's also been coin and bottle chucking at Chelsea and Cardiff.
Well, that's a different statement. Yeah. So let's talk seriously. You don't have to talk seriously about it unless it's a serious thing. At Millwall, a meat pie was thrown on. Now, not because it's Millwall. It could have been at Wrexham. It could have been at Sunderland. There is nothing intrinsic. The only thing a meat pie being thrown at anyone could be is comic. It is a comic standard and it is a tradition as old as performance itself.
It's disruptive, though, isn't it? And dangerous.
No, it's not dangerous. It's not. It's only people who are scared of football sports think it's dangerous. In our business, in show business, someone throws a meat pie, it's valid comment. Mm. And a football ground, it's not. The fellow wasn't casting around for a rock. He had a meat pie. He knew it just would get a laugh. There are certain things you should be allowed to throw on at football players and at referees. Such as rotten tomatoes, traditional showbiz things when someone is given a bad performance. We should be able to distinguish between an offensive object and litter.
But you don't think, Dan, that this is a return to
Grunt. No, of course it isn't.
It can't be, Steve. I mean, the police have the football trouble, what there is left of it, is completely contained within grounds and things. I mean, you had a couple of pitch invasions the other day, and I mean, Danny and I was just saying, perhaps that's to do with the third round of the FA Cup, where people have never seen a pitch invasion before, saw all the, indeed, the programme we did on BBC One, which showed some of the 1970s pitching, which nobody says. Now, the Hereford thing, where they're celebrating Ronnie Radford's fantastic goal, no one says, wasn't that dangerous, wasn't that terrible? No. They're saying, look at those kids absolutely mad about football.
I'll tell you what is dangerous, and this is, you see, the danger here is people hear this and think he condones all pitch invasions.
We do not.
And you can, he can't distinguish between a pie being thrown on and a lump of glass. Even the Millwall chairman, a nitwit, says, yes, it was a pie this time, but what next? I don't know, a sausage roll? People know the difference. Football supporters are not a mystery. Mm. They really aren't. And I think if the Millwall manager, who during that game, and most managers it could happen to, the Millwall manager was sent off during that for swearing and being over the top. Now, was he inciting the pie throwing? Will he be banned for life like the pie thrower has been? Even the very phrase pie thrower. Surely people can realise we are not here dealing with the Hazel Stadium. And the thing is with football, you cannot mention things like that without saying, but that's where it all leads. I don't believe, like children and animals, the British like football supporters very much. They claim to, but they actually don't. They're frightened of them. And throwing a pie at Millwall is a comic event. It is not a matter for national radio.
I think we've had a comprehensive answer there. I think.
Yes,
I think we have.
Okay. It went on Cardiff was pretty threatening, though.
Of course, but that's disconnected with the pie being thrown.
Yes,
had pie been thrown,
unfortunately,
Steve
mentioned the pie when he's talking about the whole gamut.
But my argument is that people cannot differentiate. It's all much of a much. But the pie leads to Cardiff.
Would you like players placed in stocks before tomato?
No, you can't throw. I think empty water bottles.
No, what I would like, though, is, and I've written this before, what I would like is for the players to be paid on a fortnightly basis, so they're always paid at the home games. And they should be paid in cash in the centre circle after the match. Then we'll see how much people are worth. And the chairman brings the money on in a wheelbarrow.
Don't they throw the money in?
No, he brings on in big bundles and hands it to them. Yeah. And let the crowd applaud loudly.
As we know, Dwight Yoakam has just gone to Middlesbrough, right? Yeah. Middlesbrough signed Dwight Yoakam for £60,000 a week. Now, you tell me we aren't dealing with the last days of the Tsars and the Russian Empire here, because you've got the Tsars mooching around with their 60 grand a week. Some football sort of throws a pie, ban him for life. You are building up that sort of thing, my friend, if you keep pushing back football supporters and being frightened of them and thinking a riot is connected with a simple tradition.
Should footballers be allowed to throw pies and bottles
back? They like. Have you ever seen Arthur Askey's film?
Have you seen the current league's team? 1955,
The Love Match with Arthur Askey.
No.
The Love Match with Arthur Askey, 1955. No. The funniest scene in it is when Arthur Askey is drawn up in court with Rob Wilton as the judge.
No less.
And why is he in court? He threw a pie at the referee. Now, Rob Wilton says, he goes, my lad, I'm prosecuting, and Rob Wilton says, what kind of pie was it? He goes, really, my lad, is this, I just want to know. And so Arthur Askey says, it was a steak pie, my lad. My wife was an afternight, a steak, I love a steak. You can't get a steak pie. Shall we adjourn for lunch? And that, if that is funny, then it is funny. Throwing a steak pie is not the inciting of a revolution.
You know, Dan, I wish you'd get more animated. what did you think about that Alcazar record,
what
everybody?
What record?
It was very good.
I enjoyed No, you didn't.
I did think it was very good. It was old school. It sounded like, what's that record? Harlem and Darby Vidal, they just had it. There But For the Grace of God Below by Machine, which was by August Starnett.
So, Danny, what do you think?
Oh, I thought it was clumping nonsense of the worst kind. Maybe the second best record ever to have the word sexual at the start of it, but it's somewhere behind, somewhere behind Sexual Healing, I'm saying.
How many out of ten?
Oh, two.
Eight.
Eight out of ten.
That's a very good record.
Now you're
record.
Just being facetious.
No, that's a very good record.
It's not a very good record.
No, see,
the first one was good.
You're not entitled to your opinion, apparently.
People.
Throw something at him.
I know, yeah.
It's not as good as the other one. It's you know, it's had its day. It's a vaguely interesting concept, too.
It wasn't radio head.